I think that the elevation of Gina Haspel to this position is simply another chapter in the US government's not only inability, but refusal to deal with the fact that we engaged in torture in the post-9/11 era. So I don't think there's anything to be applauded about Gina Haspel's nomination to this position. And on the contrary, I think all pressure should be brought to bear on members of Congress to block her nomination because she was actively involved in the CIA's black site and torture program.
Now, what if she argues that she was just following orders? This was policy set by people above her, and she simply carried them out.
Well, that's what many apologists for her nomination are saying, but that line of argument was sort of put out of a legitimate op as a legitimate option after World War II with the Nuremberg tribunals. Just following orders when those orders involve torture simply is not a legitimate option. And the fact, what we know about Gina Haspel, although much of it remains classified, is that she was one of the drivers in pushing the United States to engage in torture, to disregard the law, to utilize tactics that are clearly illegal in the pursuit of what they thought was, actionable intelligence at the time. But there's really no excuse. And superior orders certainly isn't a legitimate excuse.